This is 88.5 FM. I'm Andy Chanley, and we have another live session today. I'm so proud to welcome in here Katie Crutchfield of Waxahachie. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.
You got the new album, St. Cloud, comes out on March 27th. And the next local shows are going to be in May, May 7th at Pappy and Harriet's out in Pioneertown, and then the next day at the First Congregational Church. That should be great.
Yeah, I'm
nice
excited.
Venue. I got to tell you, I just heard somebody sent me a link to the complete new album that isn't out yet, so I could listen to it before I talk to you. Mm-hmm. And I lost that link, so I went and I found the songs that were available, in Apple Music or whatever, and was listening to it. And on the way into work this morning, I listened to Fire and Lilacs, I think, four times.
Wow!
I kept it on because I really, really like what you've done on these first couple of songs from this album.
Thank you so much.
Is there a chance we can get you to play one of those songs?
Yeah, totally.
Which one are you going to do first?
Well, I actually was going to do Can't Do Much first,
awesome.
But I'm going to do Fire and Lilacs.
Oh, good.
Too. So.
Awesome. All right.
So you can hear one
something
that you haven't heard
to
yet.
As well. Yeah, I can't wait.
Okay,
this is Katie Crutchfield of Waxahachie on 88.5 FM.
We will coalesce our heaven and hell. My eyes roll around like dice on the field. My mind turns to something useless and trite. My uneasiness materializes. I want you. Guess it don't matter why. In my loneliness, I'm locked in a room. When you see me, I'm high neon spoon.
Okay, I would have played that one over a few times too. That was beautiful.
Thank you.
88.5 FM with Waxahachie and here Katie Crutchfield. That song Can't Do Much from the new album St. Cloud that comes out here in about 5-6 weeks. Your voice, it's just I was trying to pin it down. It's, I don't know, maybe a combination of Patty Griffin and Dolly Parton. There's there's a real there's a honest sound to it that I really like, and a little bit of the South in there.
Yeah.
Waxahachie, this is my first time meeting you, so first time learning about these things. Maybe you're tired of talking about it. If Alabama was a target, Waxahachie Creek would be the bullseye, right in the center.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. I think so.
Waxahachie, Tallahatchie, lots of Choctaw Native American names in Alabama. Why'd you choose that?
Well, it's a creek that I grew up on, so I spent my whole childhood sort of swimming in Waxahachie Creek, and I wrote all the early songs there, and it's just been like the common thread throughout every record. You know, it's the setting for so much of what I write about, so it's sort of, you know, held true as like the best name for the project.
Grounding to think back about those things.
Yeah, it's sort of, on every album I go back there, I revisit it, you know, whether I sort of mean to or not. So it's felt very, you know, like the thread that kind of ties everything together.
Yeah. You wrote this album, I read, just after getting sober. Is that something you're game to talk about?
Yeah. Let's talk about it.
I don't mean to pry about it, but it seems like something that would be germane to the artist's process in creating a record.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, I think that's the big reason why I have been talking about it, is just that you kind of can't talk about the record without bringing it up. I feel like, you know, the two big themes on the album to me are addiction and codependency, and I feel like those, you know, obviously go hand in hand, it's something I'm really, like, I've been really reflecting on throughout, you know, getting sober. So,
not to be glib about it, but were you in a state where you thought, man, I could be a better person, I could be the best person possible if I just got some things in order in my life? Or do you feel like you were a hot mess and just had to overhaul everything?
The hope was that, you know, I think that, you know, my story about getting sober is not like particularly juicy. I had a pretty high bottom, but I feel like was just struggling, I think, through the lifestyle of being a touring musician. I was just really burning it from both ends. And, you know, my struggles with substance abuse, I think, I got to a point with it where it was just undeniable that it was not going to be sustainable for me if I like continued the lifestyle that I had, both in like my career and then also with all that stuff. So, it was more so just, me kind of jumping into the abyss of like, what would happen if I took this one big thing, out of the equation. And, you know, the results have been pretty positive. So,
yeah. The next song you're going to play for us, what is it about?
So the next song I'm going to do is Fire. And it was sort of a song I wrote for myself. I mean, I think I really wanted to try and write a song that sort of felt like a more traditional sort of love song or like declaration of love, but sort of do it to myself, sort of like my higher self, sort of singing to my lower self in like a moment of weakness.
A self-love.
Yeah, totally.
All right, so this is Fire from Waxahachie on 88.5 FM.
I take it for granted it ain't enough. And I take off driving past places been tainted. I put on a good show for you. And when I turn back around, will you drain me back out? Will you let me believe that I broke through? Tomorrow could feel like 100 years later. I'm wiser and slow in the tune. And I am down on my knees. I'm a bird. Trees I can learn to see with the partial view. I can learn to be easy as that, moving close to you. And that's what I wanted. It's not as if we cry a river calibrate. West Memphis is on fire. Give me something. It ain't enough. It ain't enough. I take it for granted. If I could love you unconditionally, I could iron out the edges of the darkest sky. For some of us it ain't enough.
That was exquisite. This is 88.5 FM. Waxahachie joining us in here, Katie Crutchfield. Your songs just sound so honest that after they're done, does she need a hug? it feels so threadbare, the things that you sing about.
Yeah, I've been told that many times. I feel like that's the voice that I take for this project usually. So
the song. That one was called Fire. The third one you're going to do here in a minute, called Lilacs. I love the lilacs drink the water. that phrase, given you know the anthropomorphic ability for the plant to do that, although they do it in that sense.
Right.
But it just the way you bring that to life, it's your songwriting is very specific, and then because of that, feels universal. You have people telling you that a lot?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's funny. That song, Lilacs, is, I was sitting at my piano. I was literally sitting at my piano, which is a line on the song, like sort of just messing with those chords and kind of coming up with the melody. And I had lilacs sitting in vases, like kind of on my piano. And I was just singing what I was seeing. And I just got so attached to that line that I kept it in there. And then I know that it sort of is a little bit of a strange, silly line. But I got so, it just ended up evoking the kind of sort of stillness and dullness and like depressingness of the day that I was like, I feel like that weirdly just popped into my head.
Well, also you talked about, you know, substance abuse being part of all
of
this.
Yeah.
It felt like a metaphor as
Yeah, totally. Mm-hmm. Definitely. Yeah.
We want to hear that song in just a second. Tell me first about your first musical instrument. You said you were sitting at the piano, you're playing a guitar now. Where did it start?
It started with guitar. And I would say that I'm pretty still, my skills are pretty like elementary at both instruments, but I've just like learned to accompany myself. So it's, you know, I feel like the skills I have now are the same that I had when I was like 15 when I first started. But yeah, I started with guitar and got to piano next. That's really the only two instruments I can play.
And do you remember the first time you played a song in front of people and you got a positive reaction from it?
Yeah, you know, I've always like been, like singing has always been my main thing. And I feel like I really learned guitar so that I could write songs and accompany myself. So I feel like I always got pretty positive feedback from it, mostly just because I put all my energy into that, my voice.
Will you play us another song? One more? This is going to be Lilacs?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. This is Waxahachie on 88.5 FM.
Feeling nothing, camouflage the wavering sky. I sit at my piano, wander the wild web by. And the lilacs drink the water, and the lilacs die. And the lilacs drink the water, marking the slow, slow, slow passing of time. Say, I dream about an awful stranger, working my way through the day. I run it like a silent movie, I run it like a violent song, I run it like a voice compelling, so right it can't be wrong. If I'm a broken record, write it in the dust, babe. I'll fill myself back up like
Lilacs from Katie Crutchfield, a Waxahachie here on 88.5 FM. That was lovely.
Thank you.
All of these songs are going to be on the album St. Cloud that comes out in about 5 or 6 weeks. St. Cloud, is there anything in that title?
Yeah, I mean, I think places and like proper nouns in my songs have always sort of like been a big thing for me. I think that it helps put you in those places, like it helps tell the story more vividly. And when I wrote the song St. Cloud, I really wanted a city that could kind of just be like any city USA, any city USA. And I feel like I chose St. Cloud really just because it's where my dad is from in Florida. Mm-hmm. And it's sort of like the perfect just city in America, just like not a small town, not a big metropolis, just kind of like anywhere USA. So that was the choice. A little nod to my dad.
Nice.
Yeah.
And one more question. I always like to ask this one. It's a silly hypothetical, but I think it sometimes teaches more about somebody than even their music. If music didn't exist, what do you think you'd be doing right now?
I don't know. I would probably be a writer of some kind. I think that's like the thing about this job that I kind of like take the most seriously is my songwriting. So I would like to think that I'd be some sort of a writer, no matter what.
I think you'd be a storyteller too. So the new album, like I said, comes out March 27th. It's called St. Cloud, and you'll be able to see Katie play these songs in person if you get a ticket for Pappy and Harriet's at the beginning of May, and then also at the First Congregational Church of LA. Waxahachie, Katie, thanks for coming by.
Thank you for having me.
This is 88.5 FM.